Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, the other day we were talking about the United Nations coming to monitor the U.S. elections. And
isn't that crazy? That's just so
crazy.
Texas? Very,
but I love the state of Texas. Yeah. According to Fox
unless
News.
Unless the ones that are actually monitoring their students with RFDI chips.
Yeah, but
you didn't see that yesterday. Go ahead.
But according to Fox News, Texas says, bring it on. According to the attorney general, says Texas officials this week launched a prickly debate, they say, disputing this. And it says the attorney general, Greg Abbott, is now threatening to prosecute any observer who breaks state laws by getting too close to any polling state. So he's kind of put them on notice, and they wrote a letter. Says he went on to reprimand representatives.
Say that one more time. This is very good. Say that again.
Says the attorney general, Greg Abbott, is now threatening to prosecute any observer who breaks state law by getting too close to any polling site.
He no, went on his to UN dudes getting too close to
exactly.
the polls.
They have
to exactly. observe from out in the shrubbery, like 200 feet away.
It's 100 feet. It's 100 feet. Hmm. And he went on to remind them that
we have our own poll watchers. That's what we do in America. We have the right. law enforcement. We send people there ourselves. We don't need the United Nations sending somebody to find out if Susie fills in her little Chad right or her little shades
Isn't
in her
crazy?
Right. Well, it's not really crazy in the context of the scheme that's going on.
Well,
I mean, and it's obviously we want to be able as soon as today's program is done, you're going to hear, and maybe beforehand, brace yourself and understanding that. This is not a conspiracy. This is God turning over a nation. We're real close to doing it, being turned over. We still have a chance to repent.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. What now?
Well, no, just basically he sends out a letter to remind them saying just that, that they're not allowed to enter the polling place and caution against them to be staying within 100 feet. And if they fail to comply, they will face criminal prosecution for violating state laws.
Well, these are some of these guys are Islamists, and they're from governments that are based on reports that we read out on the Blaze is that they're actually from dictatorships in different beginning places
exactly.
of democracy. And
exactly.
That would be something, right? We have the blind sheik in prison, plus several other blind sheiks that are monitoring our election now in jail in Texas.
Crazy.
It makes you wonder if you know the reports of how the drug lords are being infiltrated by the radical Islam, Hamas, where they're joining with the drug cartel in Mexico, and listen, Texas, if you're going to lock out some of these dudes in Texas.
I know it.
You know what I'm saying? They're not far away over there in that area. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.